good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Shadoff, and I am finally live from the safe confines of my wonderful studio, training center, and man cave here in Longmont, Colorado. It is the Tom Shadoff Show. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Good wherever you are, whatever you are, everybody. It was a glorious month, but I am back in the saddle, and I'm with my co-host, John Milton Fogg, and we are going to knock your socks off today. We're going to lead it off with a book that everybody in network marketing just loves, called Go for No. Yes is the destination. No is how you get there. We've got Richard Fenton and we've got Andrea Walls. But before that, we've got the one and only JMF. How are you, John?
I'm good, Kimo Sabe. How are you?
Good, Tonto. Is it good to have me back?
It is great to have you back.
I was hoping you say that.
It's better than good.
All of it in a bag of chips, right?
Fish and chips.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. You know these people far better than I do. I have known of them. I promised to put them on numerous occasions. They've got so many fans. Everybody tells me to bring these people on the radio. I am so thrilled to have them today. So take it away, John. Lead this thing off and let's go.
Well, I do know these people, not all that well, but we've spent some time together. They did some filming out at my house of me in praise of Go for No, and they didn't need any, bribe or anything to get me to do that. I just, when I first saw the book and heard from them what it was about, I thought that this was just a magic bullet. And everybody's looking for one, but this is a real one, and a silver bullet, said Tonto and the Lone Ranger together. Rejection is, I think, one of the biggest problems in any direct sales business. And most people don't handle it well. They don't want anything to do with it. It can be such a sting and such a piece of pain that it keeps people from talking to people. I know it has been like that for me, Tom, and I can't imagine that that's been so ever for you, has it?
Yes, it's completely that way, and it's that way for me in life, it's that way for me in business, and in the past it's been that way for me in love. I would rather have not done something than be rejected. So this book is right down my alley too, John.
Well, that surprises me because you really seem to be bulletproof, and one of the things that these two folks do, Andrea Waltz and Richard Fenton, have... and they are a couple, they are a husband and wife team. What they've done is to dig down into the business of no and actually show how it is positive. You know, lots of people love to quote this cliche that says, failure is not an option. And I've said for years, no, failure is a requirement. Well, what they've done is they've taken the sting out of the whole business of failure. So let's me stop yakking and bring on Andrea Walsh and Richard Fenton. Hi, folks.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Well, my little Facebook buddy, Andrea, I mean, I've followed you forever. I love you, too. I love your book. And what's it all about, Alfie? Why'd you write it? Why'd you do it? And how many people is it touching? And what's the future look like? Let's go that route.
Okay, those are all good questions. It really is our mission to share what we call the power of no. And we wrote the book. Gosh, it's been so many years now, actually, which is almost a Go for No story in and of itself, because when we wrote the book, it actually didn't do all that well at first. It kind of lingered in our garage for a few years, and then people started to read it and tell other people, and it kind of snowballed, which gave us, helped with our courage and confidence to get it out there. But we wrote the book to teach people this one little lesson about failure. And I love what John had to say, that failure, you know, that cliche about failure is not an option. Of course it is, but it is a requirement. And we teach people that actually failure is the way to success, that instead of avoiding no, you should go for no. You should actually collect as many no's as possible, and that the truth is that you can have virtually anything that you want if you are willing to hear no often enough.
Yeah, and you know what's funny, you know, in the East, and by that I mean in China, you know, throughout Asia, you know, they don't look at yes and no as opposites. You know, they don't think that yes is good and no is bad. I mean, they think of them as two halves of the, you know, yin and yang symbol. They see them as, you know, opposite sides of the same coin, that you cannot have one without the other. And to that degree, you know, Silicon Valley in the United States has done a very good job of being the only place, maybe in the U.S., that really has failure as something that they prize and honor and almost worship. That the whole idea of you are not even on the road to who you may be until your first big failure is a very strange thing to most businesses, and yet within our computer industries, which, you know, I've done very well, is something that they're full of touch with.
Can you illustrate, Richard or Andrea, either one of you, can you illustrate what this getting a no, this go for no, looks like for people?
Absolutely. Well, the core story or event, if you will, that Go for No is built around is an actual experience I had early in my sales career, and I think it really illustrates the whole process. I had been working for a menswear store. I'd been with them for a couple of months. I was selling suits for a living. My sales were abysmal. I mean, it was so bad that I was pretty sure they were going to fire me. And I heard that the district manager was coming in to visit the store, and I thought, maybe if I could impress this guy, his name was Harold, I thought, maybe if I could impress Harold on this store visit, they'll give me some more chance, you know, more time to improve my sales. Well, Harold, you know, shows up that morning. We had donuts and coffee. The first customer walked in, and I walked up and, you know, greeted him with a typical, you know, hi, how can I help you, retail greeting. And the customer says, I need to buy an entire wardrobe of clothing. And I thought, wow, here it is. This is my magic moment. I'm going to show Harold what a great salesperson I can be. And sure enough, about 30 minutes later, I have an $1,100 sale, very good sale for the time period. And, you know, I'm so proud of myself, and I'm just certain that Harold is going to be blown away, right? I'm standing there waiting for the compliments. And Harold doesn't say anything at first, and so I'm getting kind of frustrated. And eventually, he throws me a bone. He says, hey, that was a nice sale, kid. And I said, yeah, man, do you see that? You know, $1,100. And then he asked me the question that would change the course of my life. He said, out of curiosity, Richard, he said, what did that customer say no to? And I got to tell you, Tom and John, I got angry. I mean, what do you mean, what did he say no to? I mean, were you not watching the sale I just had? That was $1,100. I mean, I got very defensive. And he said, hey, listen, the yeses have been established. All you got to do is look at the sales check. That's everything he said yes to. I'm not asking you what he said yes to. What I want to know is, what did he say no to? And when I stopped being defensive and I thought about it and I reviewed the sale in my mind from beginning to end, I realized that customer had not said no to anything. Every single thing I showed that guy, he said yes to. And then Harold asked me the other really great question. He said, well, listen, you know, if he said yes to everything, then I want to know, how did he know he was done? Well, I know, I'll tell you how I knew he was done shopping. It's real simple. You see, I was a young guy. I wasn't making a lot of money at the time. I never walked into a men's clothing store in my life and spent over $1,000 on myself for clothing. The idea that someone would walk in and spend $5,000 or $10,000 was so far outside of my consciousness. When you got to my mental spending limit, I would shut the sale down. You were done shopping. Harold said, you know, I watched you sell. He goes, you know what, Richard? He goes, you're not half bad. He said, but your fear of the word no was going to kill you. And fortunately, he added a final little nice word. He said, but you know what? He said, I think if you could just get over that, he said, I think that you could become one of the great ones. Well, you know, I walked into work that morning thinking they were going to fire me, and I went home that night, two letters from greatness, N-O, no.
Wow. Did I lose somebody?
Nope, we're here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Sis John. Yeah, I thought, that was an unbelievable pass. I thought John was going to add on there. So, yeah, John, what do you think of that?
Well, I know the story well, almost well enough to tell it like Richard does. Richard, take that from the clothing business into prospecting in network marketing. It's not for us. It's not about, hey, did we add on more to this? What did the people say no to?
Right. Well,
If you can talk a little bit about what's behind, you guys also have a very, very strong. It's almost as if Gopher No is the hook, and your real message is about failure itself.
Yeah, well, John, there's so many nuances to this, and I'm glad you brought that up because fundamentally, we've got to kind of go back and look at where everybody is operating from. And we've all been taught and trained from a young age to be successes. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to get the yeses. And we understand that. We want yes, too, like everybody else. The problem comes in to where what happens is people don't think that no is a good thing. They avoid failure. They don't want to be perceived as failures by other people. They avoid failure at all costs and avoid no. And in doing so, avoid opportunities for yeses. And so where this all starts is in the avoiding of failure for people. And so they never get to really see how good they could be if they're willing to actually tap into that.
Right. And when you think about failure and success, I mean, I think most people, if you ask them, so what do you think when you hear the words failure and success? Most people would say, well, they're opposites of each other. I mean, that's a natural feeling that we have. I mean, if you're standing on a road and somebody tells you that success is to your left, well, you would probably think failure is to the right. Our philosophy and what we try to get people to understand is that failure and success are really in the same direction. That if you were to get in your car and you were to drive and you saw a sign that said failure 2 miles ahead, while most people would turn around and go back, what you should understand is that when you pass through failure, you'll then see another sign that says success is 2 miles past that. And so you try to get people to understand that it is a package deal. You don't get to have one without the other.
We got plenty of time. We're going to take a little break. So everybody stick around. We're going to take this break and we're going to come back with these guys. Go to the website right now. GoForNo.com. Buy the book. We'll be back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's Tom Chenault. It is John Milton Fogg. It's Richard Fenton and Andrea Walls. We've got the whole hour. We love these people. This book is a must own, not a maybe own, a must own. You go to goforno.com, you get it. It's going to change your life. John, I interrupted you on that break right in the middle of a thought. Take it away, buddy. John has to unmute his phone every time after the break.
I know, Mr. Mute. Why don't you just call me that from now on?
No kidding. See you in a minute.
I apologize. Dead air on the radio? How attractive is that? One, let me just urge people to go to the website. There's just such a great explanation of their philosophy in action on this site, and they've got stuff for you to read, to watch, to listen to. It is itself a great educational piece. It's a really great resource. One of the things on the site which gets my attention is they're talking about mastering Go for No, and they say, change your reaction to yes and no to be of equal emotional intensity. Boy, that's a sexy idea. Can you guys talk more about that? How do you do that?
Yeah, and so that one takes some time, because what you're doing, John, is you're literally trying to reprogram how you think about yes and no, sales and success. You've got to relearn all of this stuff, because like I was saying before the break, we've all been trained to avoid failure and to see failure and no as bad. So your reaction, of course, what tends to happen to people in business is they're going out and they're looking for yeses, and when they get a yes, they're all excited and they celebrate and they get really happy and really up. And then when they get a no, they get really depressed and anxious and, you know, feeling frightened that maybe they're not going to be successful. And so what happens is that they put themselves on this emotional booster. And we all do it. We all do it because of this way that we have grown up with failure and success. And it's a really stressful way, actually, to be in business, because you're always, you know, you're completely tied into the results. You've got a lot of pressure to get those yeses. And when you are feeling a lot of pressure, you tend to pressure your prospects. and you freak people out, so they don't want to talk to you. And then they're not going to be all that excited about giving you referrals either. And so all of that stems from this underneath fear that we have about failure. So it influences the entire business in every way in which we operate. So we say your reaction to yes and no must be of equal emotional intensity. In other words, stop get yourself off this emotional roller coaster. Stop going up and down. When you get a yes, you've got to see failure and success as equals. You've got to see yes and no on an even keel. So when you get a yes, instead of doing this massive celebration, it's, okay, you got a yes, terrific, but move on. And one of the things that we teach is just, and I know we'll talk about this, is to set no goals. So go out there and continue to get no's. And when you get those no's, instead of doing the whole, oh, wow, I failed, I'm horrible, I'm not going to succeed, you can't be saying that to yourself. When you get the no's, that's when you need to celebrate. And so what you can do is, while you may not ever get to the point where no's are better than yes, at least you can get them to that equal emotional intensity where you're on an even keel and you aren't up and down. And then, you guys, the final piece happens. This is where the lock, if you will, finally turns into place, and that is that you are less stressed and pressured, and as a result, you become a better business person. You become more fun to deal with. There is less stress and pressure for the people that are talking to you, and so the entire process improves.
Right. The more you go for yes, and by that we mean the more you push or pressure people. Sometimes even, you know, you're so excited about your product and service that you start talking louder and more frantic, and your hands are, you know, you're gesticulating, and we just think, oh, that's passion. Well, I have to tell you, most people interpret that as you know, quite frankly, as desperation. They don't see it as passion. And the more desperate we look to get yes, the more we push people away from us. But the more that we become comfortable with hearing the word no, hey, I'm going to tell you what my product is and what my service is and how it works and how it will benefit. And to say yes, terrific. And if you say no, terrific, no problem. The more we are comfortable with no, the more people are drawn toward us, and the harder it is to get people to say no. And that's one of the most magical things about this process.
We got to take a break pretty soon, and I'd like you to think about responding to the business of network marketing, direct sales, all sales, is a numbers game. Talk to me about that when we come back, will you guys?
Yep.
This is such a killer book. I mean, it's not thick. It's an easy read. It is stories inside of a story. You will love this thing, and it will help you with your business. I know you need it. We'll be back right after this.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's John Milton Fogg. It's Richard Fenton. It is Andrea Walls. And they have written a tremendous book called Go for No. Yes is the destination. No is how you get there. Just think about that, and it will blow your socks off. This book isn't just for salespeople, so don't go there. It's for everybody out there, and I think the people that need to read it the most are the people who aren't salespeople. So take it away. John, you gave them a question to ponder, so why don't you talk about that a little bit, and let's get this show on the road.
True. Talk to me about the numbers game and what you have to say about that, because I'm sure it's such a throwaway, such a glib statement that we make as network marketers, and I just know there's more to it.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And, you know, it is kind of funny. All sales trainers and professional speakers have a tendency to throw out that line, you know, success is a numbers game. And if you're going to be successful, you have to know your numbers. And having spent a number of years myself within the automotive industry and then within the retail industry, it was always important to know our numbers. And, of course, what we mean by that is how many no's do you have to go through statistically on average before you're going to get a yes? And how much is that yes worth to you? And when you look at it that way, that is a very intellectual approach. I remember, the story of W. Clement Stone, who owned, the Combined Insurance Companies of America. He would send his salespeople out, and what he would do is he'd tell them, put 20 beans in your right pocket. When you go out and you call on somebody and they tell you no, take a bean out and move it over to your left pocket. And just keep doing this every time you get a no, just move the beans over. And his promise was that before you move the 20th bean, someone will say yes to you. And that is, in its essence, the numerical expression of what the number game is, of understanding that you don't know which of the 20 people is going to say yes to you, and it doesn't matter. It's just, on average, 1 in 20 will. But the intellectual part, John and Tom, I have to tell you, is a smaller part of this process than is the emotional. Because when we have people come to our workshops and seminars, and they'll come up and they go, oh, yeah, oh, I get it, go for no, success is a numbers game. Well, you would think that since everybody gets that everybody would then talk and be successful. Well, why is it that the majority of people get it intellectually, but then they quit anyway? And the answer is because all of us have emotional baggage around hearing the word no and what we think that no means about us, that we're not doing a good job and that we're not worthy. And then we lose our own belief in ourselves. And then as a result, even though we know intellectually it's a numbers game, emotionally we can't bear the pain of the nose as we go along, and so then we watch people quit. That's why we're so big about changing and reprogramming the way you think emotionally about the words so that yes and no are no longer charged.
Got it. Before we go, I really want to touch, you've got another book, The Million Dollar Year. Can we talk about that for a minute? Because Go for No seems to have birthed that book.
Yeah, absolutely. We wrote Million Dollar Year because we were inspired by going on for a couple years in a row the MLM cruise that Tom Bigel Schreiner does every year along with Art Jonak and Ann Jonak. And we sat with these people on this cruise ship in these, well, first of all, you have a lot of fun. Obviously, you're on a cruise going to all these fabulous ports of call. But then while you're at sea, we do these training sessions where people very casually talk about their experiences, their successes, their, quote, failures, and everything in between. And we were completely inspired and motivated with the lessons that we learned. And quite frankly, while these are all very successful people, some of them, many, many of them actually seven-figure-a-year earners, they're almost universal lessons. And we just fall in love with the MLM cruise. And so that's what Million Dollar Year is about. It's about a guy who is kind of dragging his feet in the business. He says he's committed, but he's really never gotten super committed. He relies on his upline sponsor to pretty much do everything for him. And so he gets actually some bad news. We decided what would be the worst news that would really get somebody to action. And this guy has a terminal illness and he has not provided for his family. And we know that in network marketing, you have the opportunity to create a legacy in terms of, earning potential for your family. And so he realizes that he's got to do something. He's got to do something fast. And so he goes on this cruise so that he can learn some of these amazing lessons, secrets, if you will, from all of these seven-figure earners.
Right, and of course, he has no belief that he's going to earn $1 million in the next year, but certainly believes that he can create the foundation that he can leave as a business and the knowledge with his wife and children that they will be able to provide for themselves. And quite frankly, it's the story of a lot of people. We always think there's going to be more time to do it. We wondered, what would you really do and how hard would you work if you knew you really only had 1 year to create something special. We think most people be a lot higher performers than they are.
So you're saying throw a sense of urgency on this thing, get yourself trained up, and most importantly, stick your chin out no matter what. Let, you know, act like it is, you know, obviously the last year of your life to be able to really generate something. And miracles will come out on the other side of that, right?
Absolutely. And the two things that we really wanted to tap into with that book, the two, I guess, emotions, if you will, the philosophies, if you will, are these ideas of commitment is one and belief is the other. And our main character is lacking in both of those things. And those are the things that we really wanted to tap into. He never fully committed. He's never grown a business because he's lacked belief. And it's interesting that we take him on a very quick journey. They jump on this cruise ship right away and learn these lessons. But it's funny when faced with this crisis, how committed he gets and how quickly he can turn it around. And that's what we wanted to share with people, is that you can get committed quickly, and that your commitment level is your own. And it's your mindset and it's your choice ultimately to get committed and to have that belief. And you can't wait around for your sponsor to plant those things in your head. You can't wait around for somebody else to convince you and to put the belief down your throat. You have got to own that, and as soon as you do, amazing things will start to happen for you.
Andrea, are there any quick secrets you guys are willing to give away about belief and commitment?
Wow, secrets about belief and commitment. That is such a fascinating way when you think about certain things that are like strategies and techniques, you know, actual approaches, how do you close the sale, things of that nature, they all end up being very, very tangible. When you think about things that are like commitment and belief, we tend to think of it as like this moment in our heads, like when you jump in a swimming pool and you're a kid and you can't swim and you're thrashing around like you're you know, absolutely crazed and you're drowning, and then suddenly the next second you are swimming. Well, what changed? You know, what was that tumbler that clicked in your head that suddenly moved you from being a non-swimmer to a swimmer in an instant of a second? So as far as people creating commitment and belief, we find that you have to reverse the process. You can't sit in a room and say, okay, I'm going to get committed and I'm going to believe. What you need to do is you need to actually start the process, and you need to work, and you need to start putting the strategies and the techniques in place as fast as you can from as many, having been learned from as many great people as possible. And then what happens is the commitment and the belief grows out of that, and suddenly one moment you weren't committed, right? You were the non-swimmer, and the next moment you are. Now, that's what happens to our character when he goes to the doctor and the doctor says, you've got 1 year to live. Well, he changed from being non-committed to committed from an external event. How do you create it internally? We believe that the way you create it internally is start, S-T-A-R-T, start. Get out there. Start working. Start doing. Start learning. And you'll find that the commitment and the belief will be a natural outgrowth of that, not the other way around.
Do you believe, and I'm putting you on a spot, both of you, because you produce, you speak, you have produced DVDs, you're authors, that really the only way to learn these things, any of these things, is experience?
Well, John, I would have to say, yeah. And see, this all comes back to that. It's so funny how, for me at least, everything comes back to the willingness to fail and the wantingness to fail and the understanding that in order to grow and to learn, you've got to be willing to be bad at first. I think that's what I see so much of. In fact, I'm doing this Go For No challenge right now, you guys, the private group I have on Facebook, where for 30 days, people kind of, they self-enrolled. And, you know, I've got people in this challenge who are terrified of picking up the phone, and they won't do it. And we're almost towards the end of the challenge, and I've got some people who just refuse to do it. And you know, this all comes back to this willingness to be bad at first. You can be good, but you can't get to good unless you get from bad to okay and fair to good, and then work your way up to great and fabulous and all the rest of it. So I feel like it is experience, but you've got, like Rich said, you've got to start, and that is going to require some pain and some willingness to look bad at first. And I have to tell you, everything that Richard and I have accomplished has been through trial and error, tons of failure, looking like idiots, feeling like idiots along the way, and then we finally reached the goal. None of it has been an easy process. None of it's been pain-free. But that's how we've accomplished what we've accomplished.
Yeah, but you've got to be willing to wear those failures as badges of honor. You have to see the good in the failures. Otherwise, you always quit before you get to the destination. And that's where people who think this is good and this is bad and always falter it is because they always believe they're on the wrong path and they quit. We, at every turn, every time someone has turned us down, the bigger the failure, the better. We've hung up the phone, turned around, and high-fived each other and say, hey, we're getting somewhere. That is a difference in attitude, and eventually that will lead you to the payoff. We're no better than anybody else. We just stay at it with a tenaciousness that most people do not have because we have a belief in our message.
Well, you guys really do, and we really want to thank you for coming on the show. I'll tell you, everybody needs to buy this book. There's two sites now that we have up on Facebook. One's called MillionDollarYearbook.com. Second one is GoForNo.com. You want to own these books. Richard, Andrea, you're welcome back anytime. Hook me up with a little link for that private room. I'm interested in busting through some stuff myself. We'll be back right after this with John Milton Fogg.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinsmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is John Milton Fogg, and it is one heck of a great Sunday. I am back in business, baby. Go buy that book. I hope you are all having just the greatest day ever. Thanks so many of you for listening, commenting on the show. Harry Shivery and Harry Umfut and Lynn Swepston. It's just great to have you guys listen to the show. I'm just telling you, it just warms my cockles to know you're out there listening. So, John Milton Fogg, tell me a story. What's going on, buddy? He's muted again, folks. He can't remember to take it off, but he'll be back.
I'm telling you, it's just a disease I've got, my trigger finger. Cockles of your heart. Cockles is a very British remark. So you were in London for a couple of weeks, and then unlike normal human beings, you come back and you go right into a road trip tour out there with the network marketing world doing the business. What did you see? What's happening with people? What's the mindset? What's the acceptance of network marketing? What's the action out there like?
Well, first of all, going to London wasn't a vacation. It was work. Anytime you're taking care of a three-month-old and a 20-month-old man, and you're just, I'm telling you, that's the most exhausting thing. So I came home, and I needed a vacation, so I went on the road, and I went out with all these people, these glorious people over in Milwaukee, and, you know, Denise kept going, how's it going? And I said, well, I'm on this yacht, so it's not bad. And then I'm out in it was incredible with Lance Gordon and his mother. A little shout out to him. His mom passed away. He loved her with all of his heart, and she passed away right on the trip that I was with him. And just to see the love out of that guy's heart was incredible. And then Jim Giannacchio, a friend of the show also, first youngest guy ever to get hired by ESPN. His dad died last night, and same deal. Loved his dad with all of his heart. And my heart goes out to you guys, because I lost a parent. I lost two parents, but I'll tell you, it's one of the most devastating things. Even if you're not that close to your mom and dad, when they're gone and all of a sudden you realize you are essentially an orphan, it is a real awakening, and it really has you turn on the afterburners as a parent. So shout outs to both of those guys. And my little buddy, Mary Dornan. She is in L.A. This woman is the cutest, nicest, most unbelievable woman, and it's her birthday today, and she's been a fan of our show. She just tees it up every week on Facebook and everything else, and I just want to tell her I love her. So back to you, John Milton Fogg. The state of network marketing, to answer your question, is absolutely unbelievable. Everybody, Lance Gordon worked for the IRS for 30 years. And then he became a world-class accountant over there in Milwaukee. And in his office, every day is a parade of people walking through there trying to figure out how to make more money with the money they have and how to build a residual income. And just watching the conversations that guy had around our profession, the pride he had, and the fact that it is the only alternative, all you white-collar yuppies that are getting downsized and fired and laid off, it's the only alternative. It's not one you have. It's the only one. If you think, you know, there's a statistic out there that just said 90% of the people over 60 don't have the money to retire, so we're screwed. And the second thing is 48% of them are dead broke. They've got nothing saved for retirement at age 60. So how are you going to do it? And I was talking to somebody yesterday. They got $2,200 a month coming in. And they said, we don't want to jam our life in retirement into a $2,200 a month box. I got to get to work. So to answer your question, John, it's on fire. That's that simple.
Do people understand? Are they aware of residual income, Tom?
It's coming along, man. I'll tell you, I said to this kid that just graduated from college in, over in Minnesota, nicest kid you ever, movie star, good looking, kind of cocky. And he wasn't sure he wanted to be in that room. I did a business opportunity meeting. And I said, what are you going to do if you don't do this? How are you going to buy a house? How are you going to have a life? There's no jobs out there. What are you going to do? And he sheepishly said, I don't know. They think maybe the Cookie Monster is going to come and get him. I don't know. The Easter Bunny. This is the only game in town, John. I am convinced of it. I'm sure of it. Tax-wise, it's for old people. It's for young people. It's for us in the sweet spot in between. It's crazy. So let's go to the next hour. We got a couple of really good guests. John, you are a rock star, and I just want to thank you for being you. I don't know what I'd do without you. You got anybody you want to say hi to?
No, just I'm really glad to have you back.
I really am. I missed you this morning. We usually have a chat, and you were out shopping, so you dusted me. Broke my heart. That was the first thing I wanted to do today. We'll be back right after this.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.